Welcome back on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show on Regional Radio. We're joined by St. Genevieve head football coach Ken Weick as they get the 21-6 victory tonight over Potosi. And, you know, today it was the defense scoring the points. They got two pick sixes, one from Brant Staffen, the other from Ty Brown. How did you put pressure on the quarterback, Andrew Coleman, to force those?
Well, you know, it's just kids making plays, and I think we had them lined up, you know, the same way. But, you know, they started throwing the ball, and we knew they were going to throw the ball in those two situations. You know, kind of down and distance justified it, and when our DNs kind of saw that, they, those kids like to rush a passer, and you know, Caleb got a real good jump on him on that one that Ty picked, and I don't know who tipped it to Grant, but you know, it was just, again, I think it was Keen or somebody either tipped the ball or knocked the ball out of the receiver's hands. It was guys up front being aggressive, making something happen.
And Potosi, I know in parts of that game they were able to sustain some drives, maybe with the run game a little bit, but you were able to get some of those big plays, like those pick sixes, but also Logan Gegg throwing down the field to Brady Boyer to give you guys the lead. How are the big plays really key for you to stay in this game tonight?
Oh, they were huge. You know, they said the two pick sixes, and then that throw to Brady was just awesome. You know, Brady went, and it was a great pattern, and he broke off of it and went and got his good ball. But, you know, we like to sustain drives. We talked about that beforehand, and we had a little bit of that, but most of the night we were pinned deep, you know, so we needed the big plays. Our defense didn't give up big plays. You know, that was the best thing going for us there. We gave them a short field and a few times, but our defense stood in there and played tough.
Logan Gegg tonight, he came in for most of the rest of that game after Chad Dunsey came out with a little bit of an injury, I guess. Gegg filling in there, able to, you know, not only run the ball, which is what he's been there for most of it, but also passing the ball. How did he play tonight?
He played great. You know, Logan's he works hard. He wants a chance to do that, and he got one tonight, and he didn't disappoint us at all. Real proud of him. He, you know, he stood in there. He did what he needed to do. Like you said, he didn't just run the ball. You know, he gave us that option that Logan can throw the ball, and we've known that, and I think he got some confidence doing it. You know, he got some confidence in the people in front of him. He always runs hard. He runs the option well, and he does that good. But he threw a couple of really good passes.
And Bob and I were talking up in the booth about the physicality of this game. I mean, it really was a ground and pound, even though on the you had a big play here and there, but it was a really tough game physically on these guys. How did they hold up and try to keep it all the way to the end?
You know, just that, man. You just ask them to hold on, and it's tough, man. You're asking a 15, 16, 17-year-old kid to pound and pound and pound, and you know Potosi's going to keep bringing it, and they kept doing it. And, you know, we were able to put – platoon some kids on the D-line and got some good play out of Christian Hale, Isaac Boyd, you know, and then Caleb Ross just playing one way. So that helps. Tyler Jenkins, our front guys are playing one way. And, you know, the physicality of it, you look at these kids without their pads on, you know, they're about 160, 165 pounds. So they're just tough, man, and they're playing tough, and real proud of them for everything.
Central next week, you move to 3-1 this week, obviously a big conference win, but now you turn your attention to another conference opponent that's also in your district. How do you get the guys recouped to reload for that game next week?
Well, we're running the gauntlet now. We got conference, you know, bam, bam, bam. So you just tell them that, you know, this is what we play for. We play for conference and district championships, and you're playing these foes, and they're going to be tough. And, you know, it's people we know, people we see, and you play them year in, year out. You know what they're going to give you. You know, Central's going to give us their best game, and we got to give them our best game. This is another one. We circled this one, you know, way back. This is our rivalry, if you want to call it that. And they've beaten us here the last few years. So, you know, we're going to go in there hopefully with a chip on our shoulder. Our kids will play hard, and we know they will. So we just got to go in there and play good, aggressive football.
Coach, appreciate the time and congrats on the win tonight.
Thank you.
Ken Weick, head coach of the St. Genevieve Dragons, joining us on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show. Again, St. Genevieve 21, Potosi 6 tonight. We're back on the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show on Regional Radio after this.